شب جمعه شب رحمت آقا المؤمنین و مؤمنات بخشش کے لیے علو و درجات کے لیے سورة فاتحة بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم بسم اللہ الرحمن فرض امر الله ان الله بصير بالعباد استغفر الله استغفر الله واساله التوبه لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله كما هو احلى الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد
وعلى اله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبكي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين السلام على الحسين السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين يا ضاغ شب جمع شب رحمة اور آج کی رات شب عاشورا یہ رات غریبوں کی رات ہے مظلوموں کی رات آج کی رات حسین کا گھر بستا ہوا تھا خیمے آباد تھے ماؤں کے جوان موجود لیکن کل کیا ہو جائے گا کل وہ ہونے والا ہے جس نے پوری کائنات کو رلا دیا یا دارو جن کو رونا نہیں آتا کوشش کیا کرو حسین تو اس مظلوم کا نام ہے جس پہ بدبخت دشمن بھی روتے رہے حسین اس مظلوم کا نام ہے جس پہ پتھر بھی روتے رہے یا دادر ابھی ہم نے اصحاب حسین پہ سلام کیا ہے Exalve o sana jiska naam sa'id bura sahabi hai. Jab namaz ka waqt do aap ke maula ne kaha mujhe likha Allah se pehle namaz ada karni hai. Adadaro Sayyid kehta hai maula main aur habib pehra denge aap baaki saathiyon ke saath namaz ada kare. Ay adadaro aapki tawajjo chahunga maula ne kaha Allahu akbar. Maula ke ye bude saathi pehra de rahe hai ajeeb musalman hai nawaz rasool ko namaz nahi padhne dete aladar zulm to yahi hai rasool ka beta namaz padhta hai musalman namaziyon pe teer maarte hai jidhar se teer aata hai shaheed udhar ho jata hai idhar maula ki namaz khatam hui udhar shaheed aake maula ke kadmon mein gira kaha maula husain مولا دیکھئے میرا بدر کتنا خوبصورت ہے مولا میرے بدر میں کتنے تیر لگ گئے ہیں لیکن میں کتنا خوش قسمت ہوں نہ صرف یہ کہ نواز رسول کو بچاتا رہا بلکہ خدا کی نماز بچاتا رہا میرے اللہ میرے اللہ کتنے پاک صحابی تھے حسین کے یہی وجہ ہے آپ کے مولا کہتے ہیں جو خالص اور مخلص اور باوفا صحابی اللہ نے مجھے دیے ہیں وہ اور کسی کو نہیں دیے بیٹھے آنسوں کے ساتھ روٹیوں کے ساتھ یوسف زہرا امام زمان علیہ السلام کے جلد ظہور کے لیے بابو سے بلند صلوات
اللہم صلی علی محمد و علی
محمد نیم بیٹھے ہوئے آنکھوں کے ساتھ گناہوں کی بخشش کے لیے ایمان کے کمال کے لیے صحت و سلامتی کے لیے رزق میں برکت کے لیے ہر قسم کے آفات بلیات مصیبتوں بیماریوں سے بچنے کے لیے مومنین کی صحت و سلامتی اور بہتری کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات
اللہم صلی محمد و علی محمد.
آج کے ہمارے اعمال دعا نماز عزاداری مجلس غم حسین میں آنسو بہانے کی قبولیت کے لیے وہاں سے بلند صلوات
اللہم صلی محمد و علی محمد.
شہدائے کربلا و سرائے کربلا چہاردہ معصومین علیہم السلام اور اس سے فیضا کے وارث یوسف زہرا مہدیہ آخر الزمان ان سب ارواح طیبہ کی تشریف آوری کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا اللہ لعلکم تفلحون صلوات
اللہم صلی علی محمد و علی.
Anyone who is a believer, who is a Mormon, he or she is always respectful next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, next to Rasulullah, next to Imam Ali alayhi salam, next to Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
Next to Imam Hussain alayhi salam and next to Hazrat Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. And we all must try our best to have respect in front of all these, our Lord, our leaders, divine leaders. Especially, we should be respectful among our sisters and brothers. But this respect is not in our hands. So majority of us, we try to be respectful. We try that other people should love us, should respect us. And if we have some status, we have some wealth, we have some authority, maybe the factor of flattering is there. In front of you, a lot of people are respecting you, but behind you, most of them, they are backbiting, they are talking against you, they are finding time to find out your errors, your mistakes. What does this mean? This means they are not respecting you by heart. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has the total authority on the hearts of the people. That's why it has been said, anyone who will pray night prayer, namaz-e-tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put His love in the waters. And the people who will drink those waters, maybe river water, canal waters, ocean water, whatsoever, the water, any kind of water, when people are drinking that water, automatically love of those people is going into the hearts of the people. None of us has met Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but we all are lovers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Why? Because this is Allah who is putting love of Hussain alayhi salam in our hearts. But love of a believer, love of an Imam, and love of Rasulullah, and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all these are tahir, they are pure, they are pure. So anyone who will love a believer, a mu'min, an Imam, or someone is loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they need one thing, and that is the purity of the heart. So if the hearts of the people are not tahir, there are impurities of sins and najasat and guna, so then these hearts will never love to believers, they will not be friend of mu'mineen, they will not be friend of scholars, they will not be friend of and followers of Aimmah Tahar alayhi salam. So that's why in this world, you will see many people, majority of the people, they are your enemy. Or at least they are not respecting you by the depth, in the depth of their heart. Why? Because you have something they are not having. And this purity is automatically expelling the impurities. And you should never try to be beloved of someone who is impure or who is najis. So that's why, according to the law of fiqh, it has been said, don't go and try to marry with non-Muslims. Why? Because they are not pure. And if some category of non-Muslims are allowed to be married, but That is not recommended. Because still there are a lot of impurities which can also remove your purity. So always we the followers of Ahlul Bayt must be conscious, must be careful. Whatever we have, we should try to protect this. And this is Iman. This is love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And that is making us respectful next to the angels, next to the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, next to the Ayyamah Tahar alayhi salam, and next to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
But this thing, we can lose it by performing different actions, different things. So something which has been granted us are our parents, they have educated us and they have trained us, are our community, our scholars. Why different meaning through majalis, through Quran? If we have this noor in our heart, this love in our heart, this purity in our heart, then we should try our best to keep it. So today we are going to discuss different factors which can throw away this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our hearts. So once you are respectful next to Allah, next to Imata, next to the believer, so this is one of the greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always we should try our best to keep it safe. And once we will lose this respect in front of people, maybe we will not have any respect next to Imam Tahar and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when a believer, especially the mu'min, because the other sect, they are not reading this dua. When a believer is died, at that time we are reading a dua. Allahumma inna la na'lamu minha illa khayra. And there hadith, when 40 people, they are witnessing, oh Allah, we all, 40 or more than 40, at least if 40 people are witnessing and saying, oh Allah, whatever we have seen beauty, we have seen good deeds from this person. And when 40 people will give this witness, then even if that person had committed some sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that witness and He will forgive that person. And this is again provided to you people. Among the Muslimin, so non-Muslimin, they are not doing this thing. But the Muslimin who are reading Namaz-e-Janazah, who are praying Namaz-e-Janazah, out of all Muslimin, these are only you who are providing this facility to your friends and family members who are passing away. And in this way, they are going at higher status. They will be forgiven. And this facility, you believers are providing them. So this respect, this dignity, this purity, what has been granted to us, we all should try our best to keep it safe, and we should not do anything which will remove or which will lose our respect and purity. Salawat. Please, can you move forward? Please move forward, still a lot of space here. So my respected sisters and brothers, the first thing which we lose our respect, that is ghafla. When we are lazy, or we are not doing at all for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes in this world, Our wealth is also increasing our dignity and respect among the people. But in Quran, Allah says, when you will not remember me, then I will increase suffering towards you, and that suffering will be, I will stop your sustenance, I will destroy your economy, I will destroy your business. This is Quran. So, if we want to have more sustenance, more wealth, we need to do zikrullah. Some types of zikrullah, that is wajib, other is mustahab. Like prayer, salat, 5-time prayer, that is wajib. This is zikrullah, reading Quran is zikrullah. Here you are attending Majlis Imam Hussain alayhi salam, this is zikrullah. Calling some mu'min and sharing good words, or if someone is sick, you are again doing timardari and visiting them, or maybe even just calling and asking about the condition of sickness. So all this is zikrullah. There are lots of zikrullah. So in one way or other way, always we should try our best to carry on zikrullah. Even if you are working, in your heart you can say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, La ilaha illallah. You can say, Ya Ali, you can say, Ya Hussain, you can say, Ya Mahdi. You can read some chapters of Quran by heart if you know. Any verse you know, La ilaha illallah, you can say, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. There are lots of zikrullah. Actual purpose is our heart should always be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never be in ghafla. We should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we will increase our intensity and our concentration towards zikrullah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so not only that will increase our wealth, our dignity, but that will reduce the distance between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. So usually we have changed our direction. As a Muslim, as a mu'min, as a believer, as a lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salam, what is our duty? Because always we are proud of, we are always with haqq, with rightful things, with law. But usually we are cheaters. Why? Because we are materialistic people. We believe in those things which are next to us. We don't believe in those things which are unseen, but which have been prescribed in Quran, in the Hadith, and which have been promised to us. Theoretically, we all believe the blessings of paradise, but practically, I think none of us believe 100%. If we had 100% yaqeen and certainty in paradise, then we were not cheating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. So what kind of cheating we are doing? So Allah says, don't do this. But if someone is coming to us and he is or she is asking to do this, so to keep happy to the people, we are annoying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Umar ibn Sa'd, what did he done? He tried to make happy to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was governor of Kufa. But at the same time, he made angry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, there are a lot of parables, a lot of examples happening in our life. For example, Allah says to keep beard on your face. Mommy and daddy, they are saying, oh, you are just a teenager. In Pakistan, there is tradition, any young person who is keeping this beard, people are calling a Sufi. Sufi sahab aa gaye, Maulvi sahab aa gaye. Islam is not in beard, but beard in Islam. This is one of the ingredient of Islam. But that is very, very helpful to develop your iman. So like, for example, a young girl, she is doing hijab, but mother is saying, if you will do hijab, no one will come to marry you. So why are you doing this? People will say you are backward. So, those people who want to modernize themselves, so what are they thinking? What are they thinking? What are they doing? So they are trying to leave all education and teachings of Islam on one side, or whatsoever the modern people or non-Muslim they are doing, or electronic media, whatever the fashion or new fashions they are looking from the electronic media, they are following blindly. This point is very important. Actual dignity and respect, that is next to Imam-Tahar, because they are the master of this universe. Actual respect and dignity is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is creator of this universe. And one day you are going to face Him. You are going to face accountability. So our criteria should be to keep happy to Allah. But if happiness of Allah and happiness of people is common, Allah also promotes this thing. Allah says, if people, your parents, your close ones, husband, wife, parents, children, close ones, your friends, community members, if they are asking you to commit a sin or stop a wajib, then don't follow. But for rest of the things, try to help the people. Try to help your neighbors. Try to help your sisters, brothers, community members, your neighbors, the people who are around you. Always be sympathetic for them. Help them. But keep in mind, once they are approaching to you for a sin, then try to be Husaini there. Try to be horrible there. Any kind of greediness, any kind of money and wealth and lusty desire should not shake you from the right. So the next point we have also discussed, not sporting and following haq. Haq is what is wajib, that is haq. Wherever there is Ahlul Bayt, that is haq. Wherever there is Rasulullah, that is haq. Wherever there is Quran, that is haq. Wherever there is happiness of Allah, that is haq. And always we should keep us with haq. And Ali alayhi salam is the well-known personality who has got haq. So, next point, that's very important. You know, sometimes we're shouting at our parents. Or maybe we are good in front of our parents, but in their absence, we are talking against them. We are showing our animosity against them, by words or by action. So that will remove all kind of purity, taharat, and respect from us. First of all, parents are a great blessing. If even parents' attitude is not good, still we are not allowed to show any kind of animosity or grudge against them, by words or by action. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to keep happy to our parents, whether they are alive or whether they are dead. Because don't think, if they are dead, you are thinking, okay, now they have died, what can I do? When they were alive, they have not bought 5 houses for me. What have they done for me? You know, this is the only right Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the late people, marhumin, parents. this right of this inheritance. Aak karna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because next to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Allah says, wa bil walidayni ihsana. After Allah, the next status is status of parents. And Allah says, always do favor to them. But Allah has given this right to the parents. If your children are not obedient, you have the right of this inheritance. You can make them ark from your property or from your progeny, whatsoever you like. And this right Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given to the parents only in this world. After death still Allah has given them that right. So if you are thinking your parents are dead, now there is no responsibility on my shoulder towards my parents, that is wrong. If you will not do any favor to them, you are not doing any Fatiha, any Majlis, any recitation of Quran, any good deed on their name, or maybe you are annoying them, or maybe you are showing your grudge or animosity against your parents and you are thinking they are dead, they are not anymore with you, you are wrong. Allah has given them right, they can disinherit you even when they are dead. So this is something we always should be very careful. And if we can't do a lot, at least every day, we should read 2 rakat namaz maghfirat walidain. Two rakat namaz for the forgiveness of our parents, whether they are alive, whether they are dead. And parents should teach them. When they are a little child, little children, parents should teach them how to read 2 rakat namaz maghfirat walidain. This is niyat. I am reading 2 rakat namaz for the forgiveness of my parents. Qurbatan ila Allah. The easiest 2 rakat, that is reading Alhamdulillah one time, and in 1st rakat, Inna anzalna. And in 2nd rakat, Alhamdulillah, and one time Surah Kawthar, Inna atainaka al-Kawthar. So this is the easier. There is another one in which you have to read one verse in 1st rakat and other verse in other rakat, and that is 10 times. You have to read that verse. رَبَّنَا اَغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومَ الْحِسَابِ. So this was 10 times you have to read, another verse you have to read 10 times. So if you don't know, but at least this the easy way you know. Surah Qadr you know, Surah Kawthar you know. And both of these surah have very, very close contact with Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. And the next point is, you can lose your respect, your dignity, when you have borrowed something from someone and he done favor to you and you are talking against him. Why he is asking me to pay back, or I can't pay him, or he is this, whatsoever you want to say. So we should, someone who has done favor to us, ihsan to us, always we should be respectful and thankful for that person. If you will be thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your respect. And the next point is insulting elders and old people. Our parents are included in this list, elders are included in this list, and always we should try to respect them. Another thing, usually we all people are involved in this talk, and that is finding the errors, mistakes, faults of mu'mineen. Those people you don't know, to hate them, so you are not talking about them. Usually you are talking about your relatives, your close ones, your community members, those believers, those mu'mineen and mu'minat, you know, always backbiting we are doing against them, trying to find out different kind of errors, mistakes, faults. So when you are insulting someone, Allah will insult you in front of other people. If you will respect someone in his or her absence, Allah will praise you in front of angels, and Allah will put your respect in the hearts of people. If we can't share and we can't say any good sentence for a mu'min or mu'mina, then the best thing is, we should keep silent. We should seal our lips. That is the best thing.
Shmudi Muhammad Zumana Blantar Salawa.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali
Muhammad. Next point is, when you don't trust in Allah, you trust in people. You are needy. Instead of asking Allah, you are going to the people. And always that hand which is on the top, that is better, and hand that is begging, that is asking, that is not worthy. So we should always try to avoid. There is beautiful saying of our sixth Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. There is one word in Urdu, tawakko, expectation. Imam says, never have any kind of expectation from everyone, even if they are your very, very close one. Parents should not have expectation from children, and children not from parents, sisters and brothers and family members and friends. Never try to have any expectation from anyone. You know why we are facing problems. We are expecting a lot. And when people are not fulfilling our expectation, then we are getting annoyed. And then we are increasing animosity and grudge and fighting and battles and whatsoever. So never expect anything from anyone. The best thing for this materialistic life, whatsoever you have, try to be content. Always say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, if I will need something, you are there, I will ask you. So in this way, you can protect your dignity, your respect, and also society will be healthy society. And next point, that is the retiring from trade or business or job. Usually people are happy when they are getting retired. But Islam and Quran says, try to carry on something in your life until the time of your death. When you are busy, by that time, you are earning something. When you are earning something, you are not needy, you are not going to ask the people for, and you are not dependent on anyone. So, try to carry on the work in one way or other way. Maybe charity work, maybe volunteer work, maybe paid work, whatsoever. So, carrying on healthy activities will keep healthy your body, will keep healthy your soul. At the same time, when you are free, you are committing a lot of sins. You are expecting a lot of things. Why people are not visiting me? Why people are not giving me money? Why people are not giving me gift? But when you are working at that time, you have a lot of things to share with the people, to give to the people, to donate the people. So inshallah, we should try our best to keep all these healthy and good things in our lives, so that we should be respectful among our believers, sisters and brothers at the same time, next to Imam Tahir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat.